Connecticut. Or Monty, I hear. Anyway, how are you? Wow. This is fantastic. Look at you all. Wow. It's amazing. Give yourself a round of applause, would you? That's for just turning up. Thank you. I have to thank Jason Bonham and his amazing band for being with us on this tour. It's what a great band, wonderful people. They're with us the whole tour, so it's a very spectacular thing to have them with us. And I know I can hear you agreeing. Yes, wonderful. Yes, dear, yes. And you, yes, too, yeah. It's not a press conference. Oh, you do? Okay, I have to go and change guitars now. Hold on one second. Oh, it's this one. Have you seen this one before? You have? It's a little beat up. It went down in a plane crash, so it's survived a plane crash, let me tell you. Yes. It was given to me in 1970 by a dear friend when I was in need. Then it went down in South America in 1980, and we lost it for 30 years. And then I got an email and saw that this was 10 more than that years ago, and I saw this email with all these pictures of it today, and I screamed, and I got it. It took 2 years to get it back from down in South America, but I got it back. And I can't put it down now. We've had quite a few different lineups in the band. This, of course, is the Peter Frampton Band right here. Yes. And, but in the beginning of my solo career, there was Frampton's Camel, which was some other members there. And then after that, we were recording the Frampton's Camel record, actually, in New York, in Electric Lady, actually. And we didn't have a drummer. He had exploded the week before. And so I asked Eddie Kramer, the engineer, producer, do you have any drummers? He said, New York? Are you kidding me? We've got like this, you know, many drummers. Great drummers. So he said, here's, I'm talking, sir. Thank you. he had a list of three, and so I called the first one, no answer. The second one, no answer. Third one answered, and it was John Syomis who ended up being in the band. So, the only thing that was a bit peculiar about that was, from that moment on till he left the band, I could never get him to answer the phone. So it was good he picked up that one time. So. And so we like to celebrate John Syomis' life because he's not with us anymore. But also, after he left the band, I don't know what happened, but a tech came to me and said, we think this is John's green kit on Ludwig kit on eBay. I said, well, I bought that kit once for him. Do I have to buy it again? You know, so I looked on eBay and there it was. There was the green kit. So I did. I bought it. It was much more expensive the second time, unfortunately. But the good thing about all this is that the green kit is sitting right over there. So, and the other gentleman that that we want to celebrate the life of tonight is, you know his name if you've got one of my live albums. It's Bob Mayo on keyboards, Bob Mayo. Yes. And he was my musical brother for many, many moons and my dearest friend. And we're gonna celebrate him and John tonight, and we're going to share some great shots of the two of them up there behind us while we're playing this one. Hope you like it. Thank you. from? How wrong could you say? See, spoke of strangers that don't sleep in a bed. Kept on crying, buying time, not waiting on fate. Somehow I got the feeling that I opened my eyes too late. I saw where you came from, call out your name, there's no answer. We lived on the doorstep, I made you my wife, I don't need that. On my face while I laugh, lest I cry. Sweet city, done gritty, waving me goodbye. Now there's so many people, you are my family of friends. That's too hard. Until this heart bends. I'm sorry you came from, call out your name, there's no answer. When you show your doorstep, I made you my wife, I won't need that. Never be a surprise. Well, you can't erase a dream. You can only wake me out. Yeah. My mind is turning slower. Never do I accept defeat. Well, it don't matter. It don't matter. Still got a house I gotta heat. I'm sorry, baby, call out your name. There's no doorstep. I may do my part, I don't need that bill.
Taking love, oh, won't you?
Thank you. Oh yeah. Are you having fun? We definitely are up here. So I'm trying to, in this tour, trying to do some stuff from, I'm fine, thank you. That came out of the blue. I thought I told you to stay in the truck. I'll meet you later. No? Okay. Yeah, we're trying to get some different numbers than we've been doing over the years, and some stuff from the early days as well as newer stuff. So into the act, so we sort of cover everything if we can. So I've drawn this one out of the hat, and this is one that's on the Wind of Change album, which is my first solo record, and which was done in England actually, and. I went on a vacation to Cyprus when I was probably about 18 or 19, and with my girlfriend at the time, and it's an island in the Mediterranean, and we found this beach that was called Fig Tree Bay, and it was just locals, and we were out of season. We couldn't afford to go in the season, so it was out of season. So there were all these locals and dogs and all sorts of stuff. So I just wrote down what I saw. And this is the story of our vacation in Cyprus. It goes like this. It's called The Lodger. It's not called The Lodger. It's called Fig Tree Bay. I'm old, okay? I'm old. I have all these brain farts recently, so I have, when I say something wrong, I have all these people on stage going, no, that's wrong, through my ears. No, that's wrong, Peter, start again. Oh, dear. Anyway, I'm glad you like that. My name is Kevin. And I forgot my brother's name. I don't know who he is. Anyway, this one is still in Cyprus, but it's not The Lodger. It's Fig Tree Bay. I hope to Christ you like it now. So embarrassing. Started to drive, finding nothing but warmth at Victory Bay. There's no time, no need sign. Stop the clock at 9:30. Take out some tea and lay down. Not Sunday, I found a sweet shoe hide away. Whispering waves, shapes in the sand, three mountain shoes, but who can tell? Shells and dark tails surround me now. While the sun beats down, give me the strength to speak my mind. Your heyday, I glance at the planet moving star. Brown skin girl, please take us back to where the sun beats down. Give me the time and peace of mind. Energy. Thank you. You can't repeat it? Okay. All right. Okay. Press conference is over. I'll now start to. Okay. So here we go. Let's see. Last year and the year before, we toured with Steve Miliband and two summers, and last summer we did 71 shows. Thank you. I'm yawning. And the band, this band here is, I am so lucky to have this band right here because it's the best band I've ever had. And so I said on the way back home to Nashville and after the last gig, I said to everybody, what do you think we do? We go back into my studio, take a week off, and make a blues record. So everyone said, yeah, let's do it. So we went into my studio 9 days later, and we recorded first one blues album, all live, live singing, live guitar, the whole thing was live in my studio. And then we went on, we made another one. And then after that, we recorded an instrumental record. And then after that, we started on my next solo record. So we've got four albums in the can since October. So I'm hoping that you'll like what comes out. It's going to be coming out for a while. So what we thought we'd do is do you a couple from the All Blues album. That's what it's called, All Blues. And it came out 12 weeks ago. And the reason I know that is because it's still number one, so, in the blues chart. 10 weeks out of 12 at number one. Thank you. So, we don't understand it, but we're accepting it. So, this one we're going to do you a couple with, but this one is one that's written by my mum's favorite composer, Hoagie Carmichael. And wonderful, wonderful old writer there, and piano player. And he wrote this, and then Ray Charles sang it and did the superlative version of it. And when I was 16 in England, I went to see Spencer Davis Group with his 16-year-old Steve Winwood. And I saw Steve kill this song. I mean, just unbelievable. I've always been a huge Winwood fan, you know. Still to this day. I mean, he's just a phenomenon, you know. And so I'm not going to compete with Steve or Ray. So we're going to play this one for you. Thank you. got my guitar. Same blues or two. Now a man needs somebody. I ain't different from the rest. My baby, when she leaves me, my love's a mess. Just me and my guitar. I play the blues for you, baby. No matter where you are. I like to start out easy, just to get the feel. When I feel strange, you know I made it for real. Then I put some hot sauce on it. I play it in time for you. I love you, baby. I don't care what you do. Baby, yeah, no matter where you guitar sing that no woman should. She never talks back to me like a woman should. I feel sad and lonesome when I play this low down. I play the blues for you, baby. It's no matter where you are. I can't help but thinking just like when the sun used to come shining in my back door. Now the sun has turned gray, all my laughter has turned to pain. Yeah, it's a pain of the same old blues.
From the battle and the be fooled.
In the about 2005, I decided to make an instrumental record, and it came out under the name Fingerprints. And see, we needed more promotion here, obviously. It's all right, I'm over it. I managed to call up a lot of dear friends who are heroes, and a lot of heroes of mine that became friends because they joined me on the album. So the first person, people that I called, I had sat in with Pearl Jam, so I asked Mike McCready and Matt Cameron to, if they would record something with me, you know, for the instrumental record. So I went to Grungeville, I went to Seattle first, and we actually did the track that we're going to play now. We did that one, and we wrote another one together. So those guys are such great players. And that was the first one. And then Warren Haynes, wonderful guitar player. He's a dear friend, and so I asked him. I met him in New York. So I've gone from Seattle to New York now, and I'm playing with, doing a track with him. And there's a band, there's always someone that I think it is an inspiration, the first inspiration for an artist, no matter what field it is. Mine's obviously music, but it is that the first person I saw play guitar was an English player called Hank Marvin, who was in a band called The Shadows. And you don't know them as well, probably at all, but they were like the instrumental Beatles just before the Beatles. They had lots of instrumentals, sort of surf-type music, you would call it, in the top 10. And they were Cliff Richard's backup band. Well, anyway, I got to know Hank Marvin and The Shadows along the way. And so I called up Hank, who lives in Perth in Australia. I said, I'm not coming there, can you? So we made a deal, we met in England. So we went to London and Mark Knopfler's studio, British Grove, and I spent a whole day. He brought the entire Shadows band, so I joined The Shadows for a whole day. So it was unbelievable. So it's meeting your idol and actually playing with them or working with them. It's an unbelievable feeling. So that's one thing that I'll never forget. So anyway, we did that. And then, okay, yes, the person that I've known probably the longest, maybe would say that discovered me, was when I was 14 with a band already. And was Bill Wyman, the original Rolling Stones bass player. And I've known Bill for since I was 14. And so he's sort of always been my older brother, and so I would call him up for help and stuff like that. So I called him up and I said, Bill, what did he say? Yeah. So I said, how you doing? All right. So so I said, what do you think about doing a track with me? On my play bass for me on a track on the instrumental album. He said, all right then. So really excited he was. And so I said, well, look, this is fantastic. Thank you so much. He said, all right. So so then I said, well, look, I've got this idea. I know you haven't played with Charlie Watts since you left after the Steel Wheels tour, and they're big buds, always have been. And so I said, what do you think of the chances? I'll ask him. So then nothing happened for a couple of days, and then the phone rang and it came up, Charlie Watts. I said, Charlie, how are you doing? I'm doing okay. So, and then he just said, I'll do it. So that was it. Very short conversations, but very meaningful. And so we did a couple of tracks too. And so that was amazing to play with. I reunited the original Rolling Stones rhythm section. So the things you can do when you really try. So anyway, so this track that we did with Pearl Jam was actually one that was written by Chris Cornell and played by Soundgarden. And so I got a call when the album came out. I got a call from Chris Cornell, and he said, I love what you've done with our song. Would you come and play with it live with me on stage? He was doing a solo tour, and I said, yes! I mean, yes. And it was, again, one of those special moments where, you know, Chris Cornell's talent is, you know, unbelievable. And now, of course, I became friends with him. But obviously, we've lost him, and it's a huge loss. And but we like to do this number every night, and because it's one of our favorites, and we also like to dedicate it to Chris Cornell, his wife Vicky, and their two children.
Thank you.
money. I give you love. I give you everything. Sell heaven above. I give you all my love. But now I give you money. I give you love again. Sunshine. If I could change the world, oh, I'd try. I'll make you happy. I'll take you all shopping every day. This guy and another one that ripped me off big time. I'll give you all I have left. But now I'll give you money. I'll give you love again. Every day. Let's hear it for Adam Lester on guitar. Adam. Wow. You guys are amazing. You're having fun now, right? Oh my goodness. This is so great to look out and see you all there. Thank you. No, I love you. there was an album right before the live one called Frampton, and I had to, we were doing immense amount of touring and stuff, and you, in those days you had very little time to write, so I had 3 weeks to go and write before we went into the studio, and really wasn't long enough, but I thought, well, speed writing, I'll go down to Nassau, Bahamas, lock myself away in a cabin somewhere on the beach, which I did, and I'll see what I come up with, you know. I work best alone, as it were. And so, for some things. And so I get down to Nassau Airport, and the baggage carousel there, I'm getting my bags off, and I look over, and there's Alvin Lee, 10 years after, my dear friend, with his wife, and so we wave, and I go around there, and I drop my bags, give him this big hug, and from the end of the hug, for the next 2 weeks, none of us remember a goddamn thing. I tell you, it was the lost 2 weeks. So much for writing songs. So anyway, Alvin, who's such a dear friend, and rest in peace, Alvin, but such a wonderful player. Anyway, so he and his wife went back to England, thank God, and had some time. And so I had 8 days left, so I got up, took some Tylenol, and picked up my guitar, and I started to mess around with a different tuning, and then came up, within about 20 minutes, half an hour, came up with Show Me the Way, which we have already played tonight. And then I thought, well, that's better than everything else I've been attempting to write. So I put it on the good pile, the pile of one. So there it was. So, okay, got it. I like that one. All right, so then I thought, well, time for lunch. Have a swim, then eat lunch, because Mom said don't do it around the other way. So it's a Mom's thing, I guess. And so after lunch, I picked up my guitar, went outside this time, and sat under this palm tree. And by about 4 o'clock, I'd written the melody and some chords to this next song that I didn't know what it was going to be yet. And then by about 5 o'clock, I started writing the lyrics as the sun was setting. And so I came up with this one the same day as I wrote Show Me the Way. It goes like this. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the face. Suddenly the day turns into night, far away from the city. But don't I wanna tell you I love your way everywhere. All the feelings withheld of some firefly. Wonder how they have the power to shine, shine, shine. I can't see them. Yeah, under the pine. Every day, for one day I love you way, every way. I wanna be the night and day. All right, bro. People at the back and at the side, let's hear you. Up there. All down here. All together now. Thank you. Are you ready? I don't know about that. I said, are you ready? what's in my hand. Who's what? What? Just a silly dream. I don't believe where I've been. Come on. Just the other day, they said, don't walk away. Go into a taxi, bend the boot, hit the bag. Had to play some music, otherwise he crashed. Thank you. Rob Arthur on the keyboard. Rob! On the bass guitar, Mr. Steve Mackey. And on the drums, Dan Bogachowski. But not leastly, my wingman on guitar, Mr. Adam Lester.
Can you hear me? Thank you. Do you feel like we do? Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much. How about some humble pie?
you are. See the love there that's sleeping by my guitar. Can be weak. I look at the floor. You know I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weep. Ooh. I don't know why nobody told me how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's still turning on my guitar. Every mistake, you know, others don't see us learning. Still my guitar gently weep. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. I just have to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and all I feel from you is this immense love, which is so encouraging. Thank you so much. I know you probably know about my little health issues. Well, this sort of love from you guys, I think you're gonna heal me, right? I'm just gonna wave, okay?